Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Again, Story Club members, I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's chilling tale. This frostbitten tale, Story Club members, might make you avoid any intergalactic exploration in the not-so-distant future. It's one I call the Ice Spiders from Planet Zero. The planet was freezing, below freezing. Nothing but a sheet of ice as far as the eye could see. Why would anyone want to set up a colony here? Harley Marshall wondered. She was part of the investigation team along with her parents. 2 years ago, a colony of 127 civilians was set up on the Planet Zero, a tiny ice planet in the distant reaches of the galaxy. It was an experiment to discover if humans could thrive in the sub-zero world year-round. They lived in prefab shelters, had their own greenhouse for food, and melted their own fresh water supplies. It had been a success until a few months ago when Mission Control stopped receiving any transmissions from the colonists. Harley wanted to be a space pilot like her parents, and she volunteered to go on the 7-person away team, heading down on a tiny shuttle to the frostbitten Planet Zero. Their mothership above orbited the icy terrain. Sensors had indicated life forms even though they couldn't find them. There was a reason to hope. In their warm suits, Harley and her parents searched the shelters of the colony upon landing. Not a soul was around. And there was strange webbing everywhere that shimmered like ice crystals on the walls and in the doorways. And then they finally found one colonist. He was down in a tunnel that was under the colony. But it wasn't a happy reunion. Because, you see, Harley and her parents found tons of what appeared to be cocoons down in the icy cavern. They were all human-sized. The colonist's face stuck out of the ice-crusted webbing. He was pale-faced and weak and warned the investigation to leave, as they were in grave danger. A moment later, the colonist's cocoon erupted into 1,000 tiny spiders the size of light bulbs. They swarmed the now suddenly deceased man. Harley's father, who had a flamethrower for warmth, instinctively fired it and set the spider cocoon on fire. The baby spiders shrieked as they melted. And then the walls of the ice in the cavern crashed as the adult spiders, shimmering and made of ice shards, came crawling after the team of 7. The ice spiders were as large as cars. Harley and her parents radioed the shuttle and told them to start the engines. They had run into hostiles. She and her parents ran. Most of the away team behind her were screaming into their radio sets as the massive ice spiders caught up with them. Harley had never been so scared in her life. She and her parents managed to board the waiting shuttle. Adult ice spiders slung shimmery strands of webbing all over the small, fleeing vessel. Their ship tried to take off, but their webs were holding it down. They were trapped. Then, the shuttle pilot launched the overdrive engines that hummed and roared. The backblast burned a hole in the webbing. The shuttle reversed out of the sheet of ice webbing and rocketed back to the stars above, toward the mothership. Harley breathed a sigh of relief. She couldn't believe that her and her parents were still alive. Still, she felt terrible about the four empty seats. Seats that once held the other members of the exploration team. They were lost, Harley knew, and no doubt being webbed up like the other colonists in cocoons for their offspring to feed on. Ugh. She wondered how these spiders lived in that world. What had they done for food previously? Were they hibernating? Did the colonists wake them from their bitter slumber? The shuttle docked onto the mothership. As Harley disembarked and took off her helmet, now able to breathe the artificial air inside the ship, she breathed a huge sigh of relief. Maybe this space pilot idea was a little dangerous after all. Harley went back to her quarters as her parents reported their findings to the commander. Her father handed her the flamethrower unit and told her that after her meal break, she should refill it with fuel. Harley agreed. However, she was only a couple bites into her toasted coconut protein bar when the ship's alarm sounded. The voice of the speaker said, "Intruder alert! Intruder alert!" And then the power snapped off, plunging her into complete darkness. Harley ran out into the ship's hall, which was now dimly lit with emergency lighting, but she couldn't find anyone. As she strolled down the metal corridor, though, she saw a familiar shimmering cocoon hanging on the wall. One of the crew members struggled within, and from the shadows, an adult ice spider crawled into the pale light, hissing. Its 14 eyes all peering at Harley. Venom dripped from its fangs. She turned and sprinted back into her quarters. The creature scurried after her. She managed to seal herself just in time, but the frosty arachnid pounded on the metal door with its massive forelegs. It wouldn't hold for long, Harley knew. She still had the flamethrower unit, though. It was almost out of fuel, but Harley snapped it on. The ice spider broke down the door, and Harley pulled the trigger, letting a bright blast of flame spit from the weapon. The ice spider erupted into flames and danced in the hallway, its bodies and legs engulfed. It scurried down the hall. Harley stalked into the dim corridor with the flamethrower unit. She didn't know where her parents or anyone else were on the ship, but she knew one thing. They had to burn these eight-legged suckers or they'd end up as their food. And worse than that, this aggressive species might make its way back to the populated planet of Earth. Whew, I'm not the only one who's afraid of spiders. In fact, when I was 10, I had this pet jumping spider I named Fang I kept in a jar and fed flies to. He was really cute and had a lot of personality. Ice spiders, however, are not cute. Leave them on Planet Zero, thank you very much. That creepy crawly story left me colder than a polar bear eating a popsicle. Did you like this story, beloved listeners? I hope so. Send your ideas and feedback to me at ivy@gokidgo.com anytime. I love your messages. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.